Ramble.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. This is our third. Well, let me introduce myself. Sorry, I get really excited sometimes. My name is Maggie, and I am joined today by Mr. Matthew.
Hello.
Rainy drop on the ones and twos.
Hello.
And we have a very, very special guest today, Mr. David Dang. And we're super excited because this is our third episode in our sex series. We are going to be talking today about dating and courtship. So we have some questions queued up to kind of guide our conversation. And yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, David, what's your history with dating? Like your partner now?
We love David's partner too.
Like how long have I been dating? Or like how long? I guess like my history with dating in general, which is probably going to surprise people, but it was women and then men, right? Yeah, I think that's not obvious, but like, yes, who knew? You know, the David you see before me is not the David that 20 years ago.
Yesterday. Like, yeah.
So I was obviously dating women and then came out of the closet and then started dating men. But I think that you might agree with this, Matt, that people who come out of the closet are like reborn in some cases. Like, they're now living their most authentic life. Well, hopefully that's like the wish, right? Mm-hmm. Is living their most authentic life. And then you kind of have to be a baby. So starting like at, you're like 16 again, is what I say. Oh. So you're like dating and trying to figure it out, right?
You're 30 going on 16. Yeah, <you're
right. laughs> 30, how dare you? Going on 16. But so I've been dating men since, and then had probably like three longer relationships with men.
Okay.
And then the few in between that. And the few in between that would probably range from like 1 month to like 8 months max.
Oh, 8 months you wouldn't count as a serious.
No, because that's how Matt and I, Matt in some cases, like I was dating people at long distances. So it'd be like seeing them in the frequencies of like once a month, twice a month. So that's like the 8 months out of that. Yeah, would probably be it.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's the history.
When did you come out?
I came out when I was 26.
Okay.
Okay.
25, 26. And that was, I think people have heard this before, but that was the life altering experience of me becoming a cosmetologist.
Oh.
Like it really rebranded my whole entire person in general. So that's why I said like the person life you saw, changing. Yeah, the person you saw before that was different. Like my body language, my vernacular.
Was
like,
your hair different?
Absolutely different. It was not like this. Yeah, so it's like the whole entire transformation. Like Sailor Moon, you know, like, Sailor Mercury.
You were a little butterfly.
Yeah, and you just, that's what it was.
Okay, so how many, did you have girlfriends?
So I had a long-term girlfriend, I would say longer-term girlfriend, right before I came out. Yes. And so her and I met in college. But I have to also like parlay this into, I was extreme Catholic. Uh-huh. So I felt I was brainwashed. So I'm not saying Catholicism is brainwashing, but my own personal experience, I feel that I was brainwashed.
And there was like a lot of guilt that you had to kind of navigate.
Well, and then I also went to military school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was like layers of breaking down walls. And then I think my parents were just doing what they, you know, like they're protective, but at the same time, they were just trying to build the mental fortress. So I really didn't even know what a blowjob was until I think the first year of college.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't even know what fellatio was. Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember I was in ninth grade. Didn't know anybody because I went to military school
I really didn't know.
About that.
In military school?
No. In military school, they just like showed the us like, here's
like the teachers, like the kids.
Or like no, we did. I think because it's an all boys school.
Mm.
Who would have thought, right? It's an all boys school, and it was military, so we didn't have time to think about things. It was like we get there, we have drills. You're like going to school. In between school is like you have recess. What, like 15-30 minute recess? You have your lunch, but it's like you're in your company. That's what they call their groups.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're in your company, but your company consists of like maybe a range from first grade to eighth grade. Wow. So it's a range of people. You're never with your classmates. So you really have not a lot of time to like collaborate and partner. Huh. It's very military.
This is why you like boot camp fitness classes so much.
Actually, you like the structure.
That's probably it. I'm like, just tell me what to do. I can do it.
It's nostalgic for you.
But yeah, like, I didn't know what that was. But the first day of high school, I remember this because it's like so vivid. I was in high school and I did it. I was in math class and I didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. So I was terrified. And I just did band camp, right? And so I know some people, but you just don't eat with them at lunch tables.
Yeah, right.
You're just like, okay. And so I was sitting there in math class and then the guy turns around. He's like, do you spit or do you swallow?
And you're like,
and
what?
Of course, I'm like, well, I think I swallow. I think everybody swallows.
Like, food is good. Why would you spit out
so
food?
Innocent.
It was only like 5 years later that I understood what spit and swallow was. But like, obviously you're just like, yeah, I just swallow.
Yeah. sweet David.
Matt, Maggie, what are you actually? I don't know your guys' history. I was just realizing.
Well, Maggie and I have been together for a while. Yeah.
We are actually a very beautiful couple. Yeah, actually.
You dated someone in high school. I feel like I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Maggie's OC too.
I know. Yeah. I had my first kiss at the Long Beach Town Center after a movie.
What a shift. Anybody from the LBC, you know what that was back in the day.
Yeah. Wow. That's where the magic happened. The ages of like 14 to 18 is kind of a blur to me.
Yeah.
We were just trying to survive. I think all of us were just trying to survive.
Yeah. And like, mm-hmm. I feel like I kind of touched on it in other episodes, but.
Did you dated in college? Because you met Zach when you were like, how old?
I met Zach when I was 26.
Oh.
Wow. It's like that lucky number.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
I remember that conversation. We'll save that for later, but I remember that conversation.
Exactly.
It was like the week
before.
Zach
started doing
something. Yeah,
David started doing Zach's hair like probably the week before we met. So,
and then David, like, two weeks later, he's like, "I met someone." I was like, "It's David, at a gay bar?" And he was like, "Yes." I was like, "I knew it."
So David is like the reason we can thank for setting us up.
How many boyfriends did you have before Zach?
I probably had like two longer relationships, but I was on apps in between all that.
Apps.
I was on the apps.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were on apps.
Yeah, I was in between like Zach and my previous long-term like high school boyfriend.
For the listeners, they're rehearsing Romeo and Juliet outside.
Well, you know, it's kind of loud.
They're killing each other.
Matt, what about you? How many people did you date before Eugene?
Like 30
tons.
Million, you know?
You 30 million, tons. Same. Me too.
We swab them all the time.
Like three, maybe long-term relationships before Eugene.
Yeah. How old were you when you met Eugene?
26.
26, the number.
Negative years old.
You're
negative
zero.
Yeah, I bet.
But
I
mean,
it was
never
12
dated,
years ago.
Did
you, know?
You didn't date women. You were repulsed.
No, I never really dated women.
No.
Like a tiny bit in high school, but not really.
I'm just kidding. I'm just
Can you just imagine Matt? Dating women. I mean, can you imagine
David?
Can you just imagine Matt dating women though? It's so cute. He's like BFF. Like, yeah, I'm gonna cook you Italian food.
It's like it's so hard to remember because Eugene and I started dating like 12 years ago.
So it's sort of
it's
like
different decade.
Life.
Yeah,
different decade.
Different decade. Were dating apps even a thing then, or was it just like
there were
like
apps, girl.
Match.com?
They're like starting
Binder.
Up the most. Yeah.
Craigslist.
Oh my God.
Mixed Connections.
I didn't know what Craigslist personals were either. Like what? I didn't know if those were the thing. Did you know?
No. What's that?
That was part of the Craigslist
killer.
That
was like Mixed Connections and stuff.
Yeah. Where you can
like searching
post
for.
Post your profile. And this is when people actually had to write, you know, like where, or type in this case, but
no
type
photos?
Like a blog about yourself.
Mm.
Like 30-year-old looking for good-looking women, good-looking man, you know, in the age range of this.
Yeah.
Sounds like sugardaddy.com,
yeah,
really,
it
but
does.
Like
serial killer's dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever known you without a relationship. I think
we don't know single.
Maybe like a brief break, but
yeah.
Interesting. So you were sort of like would you consider yourself a serial monogamist?
To an extent, I feel like.
Mm.
And ding, David ding, knew Matt ding, before ding, Eugene, ding, right?
ding. To an extent. He
you guys knew each other before you and Eugene got together, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know old Matt.
Yeah. Well, I asked him for dating advice at times. So I've seen him through his like single to relationship to single to relationship.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So it was good. For me, I am not. I think Hector right now is probably going to be the longest relationship I've had.
Yeah.
But
we love him.
I know. Thank you so much. He listens to this, so that's going to mean a lot to him.
Big fan.
He's so cute. I love him. Yeah. But I am not, because my job.
Oh yeah.
And this is part of the crying thing we talked about in previous episodes. Where I would like cry to Matt going like, oh, why can't I just find a relationship? It's because I was never targeted in one place. Yeah. I was never stagnant. I just literally kept traveling for my work.
Yeah.
So I definitely had flings in different states.
You want somebody in each state.
Yeah. I mean, you want somebody to hang
in each area
out with. Like, yeah. But I'm like a fun, go-lucky guy, as everyone knows. Like I can talk to people. I can do all that stuff. Yeah. But to hold down a relationship, it's tough because you want to actually be consistent.
Yeah.
So those long distance relationships taught me that long distance is the wrong distance in my case.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people have worked it out. I know Nicholas Sparks has written a lot of books.
Nicholas Sparks, the homie, written
a lot of books. So don't hate me, but like, yes.
Yeah.
But for me, I thought it was the right distance at the time. But in hindsight, I look like those that built me to give me the non-negotiables that you're like, I just can't.
So what would your advice be to your former single self?
Yeah.
I mean, I would not do anything different. I would still hoe around. I would still, I would still date as much as possible because I think everybody sees this on TikTok now, but I just saw one yesterday that was this woman and she had some melancholy music in the back, was like, here I am blowing out my candles when I was 30, single, like doing drugs, drinking or whatever. And then she blows out the candle and it's her life now at 34. She has like, she's like found the right one, waited for the right one, like all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You hear all these like life changes, but I would honestly, I before I tell you the advice, I used to volunteer at an old folks home. And when I did that, I asked everybody, because I read it somewhere that they asked them about a certain age, right? So I was, I think like 20, 21. Mm-hmm. So I said, what advice would you give me at this part of my life? Oh. You know, if you look back at 20, 21.
Yeah.
And everybody resoundingly said, don't get married. Yeah, don't get married was the first.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
Huh.
Travel as much as possible. Uh-huh. And then brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Floss, right? So that my advice would be the same. Just continue to like date as much as possible. And if it's not worth it, don't do it. Like,
yeah.
That was one of the questions jumping to that. How do you know when to break up with someone? Like, how do you know when it's not worth
that's
it?
Like, that's David, tough.
How do you break up with someone?
I mean, that should be you.
Were you a heartbreaker? I bet.
He is a heartbreaker.
Heartstopper.
I think there's no, oh my gosh, it's such a good show, guys. I don't think that there's any right way to break up with somebody. I think this was on our podcast last night. I don't think there's a right way to break up with somebody, but if you see yellow flags, I think there's like a lot of antennas going off for sure, right?
Yeah.
I think we can agree with this. Like, if there's yellow flags, for sure. If there's red flags, like run. I think we just stay at yellow for too long that when it gets to red, we can't see red anymore because you're just so used to it. But here's the thing, like human beings long to be loved, and that's a tough thing. You know, like when, even if you make up what love is in your mind, like, and people's temperatures and levels of love are so different.
Love is love.
Right. I mean,
right.
But your love is probably for Eugene is different from my love to Hector, right? So it's, and yours for Zach. So it's like so different. Mm. So when you're, to answer your question, to break up with somebody, it's tough. Yeah. So it's like, I always say like pros and cons.
Yeah.
And if there's a lot of cons, you're like he snores, or I mean, that's me. But like if he snores, or like, but sometimes people are light sleepers, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone has like different non-negotiables, and something that works for a certain relationship doesn't necessarily work for others. And
Yeah.
And that's so true. But we're always going to, in our young years, when we are freshly dating, because I don't think anybody ever tells you, which is why I love this podcast topic, is like no one ever tells you what the right thing is, right? So to break up with somebody, it's kind of like you go with your gut feeling, but the pros and cons are probably the best, because if you write it down, you're literally writing yourself the note.
Yeah.
No one's writing it for you. You're writing it. And if there's like 10 cons to one pro, like it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I would say like rely heavily on your gut and like the yellow and red flags, because if you've already kind of made up your mind, it's so hard. Like if you're recognizing them, it's so hard to untrain that in your mind. Yeah. You're like, if you're noticing something that's like a non-negotiable, it's so hard to train your brain to accept it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
In my, it, depending on what the thing is, it can't be something so small. But if it's like a big thing to you, like those feelings never really go away if it's a big one.
Yeah.
So don't try and trick yourself.
Because it's like constant.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's zoned in like a fly. It's like, oh God.
And you're just focus on it. And it'll drive you crazy.
Maggie, are you, what's your, what would you be your advice to your single self?
There was someone I was with for far too long that was like super manipulative and controlling and like toxic. And like,
yikes.
My parents, luckily, they were like very like, I'm just going to let her figure it out. Like, I know she's like a little.
Oh, so they saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And like the patience on both of them to just kind of sit back and was like, this is her battle. Like, she can figure it out.
Yeah. Do you talk about it with them now?
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we really didn't like that relationship that you were in for so long. But I would tell myself, like, just why did you stay in that for so long? You didn't have to.
But I also think, don't you
think it also taught me a lot about myself and about what I was willing and not willing to put up with.
But being young too, I think if we agree, or I'm asking this to the group, like, it's, we're so prone to giving chances. But like, and we go beyond second
because sometimes you don't know better. You're,
oh, she'll change, he'll change, like I can do it.
Well, I feel like also you don't know how wrong it is until you feel how right it can be. Like, oh, I see so many friends get into relationships and they're already like fighting like the first week, and it's like
it shouldn't be this
the
hard.
Beginning should be it so easy
be.
The beginning should be so easy. So if you're already struggling and fighting and like having issues like week one, month one, then this is like not, that's a bad sign.
It's so sad.
It's a really
and
bad
like
sign.
Not fighting is not an like a realistic expectation to have within your relationship, but you should also strive to make sure that your foundation is strong enough so when those things do come up, and they will, like life is really long and like things will come and go throughout your life. There'll be different stressors and like different life stages that you will, that will be thrown at you, and just cultivating your foundation is like the most important, I think.
Because
you will fight. That is,
that's inevitable.
Inevitable.
You're two different people. Like, that's supposed to happen, because if you're the same person, you're dating yourself. Kind of boring, right? You don't want to date
boyfriend
yourself.
Twin.
I think people also make that mistake too. Like, they always go like, I'm going to find someone just like me. And you're like, do you really want to date yourself? Like, it's kind of boring.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is I'm like, if I were dating myself, I would still fight with them. I feel like I'd be like, why did you leave the dishes out? You know, like, what the fuck? Matt, did you feel like Eugene was different? Like, were you like, oh, this is easier, this is right?
Yeah.
Or how was he different?
He just wouldn't leave me alone.
He was insane.
Aww.
Like, I'm going to get that on a shirt for you. He just wouldn't leave me alone.
He wouldn't leave me alone. No, it was crazy because I was not looking for anything. And I had just fallen off my Vespa.
Oh my God, I remember that.
I was like stung by a bee and it made me fall off my Vespa. Flinch, and I fell. So I had like, my like knee was all messed up, and I had like huge like road rash on my arm and stuff. And so I went
to war wounds.
Like all banged up.
Wow.
You know?
It kind of Eugene, it's probably, hotter. Like,
he's
and then the next day
injured.
And then after our first date the next day, he's like, can we hang out? I'll bring you blah 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 blah.
Because
I know
you
you're
soup.
Sick, you know?
I'll bring you some lotion.
So it's just, you know, someone who's like trying to make things easier for you. You know,
that's
rather
the
than
thing.
Difficult
yeah.
for you. More difficult for you.
Why were you like not looking for something?
Because a couple months earlier, I had just gotten out of a bad relationship.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
So I was like not
ready to open yourself up to.
No, I wasn't even thinking about
it. Yeah.
You know.
So did he ask? Because you met him at the gym, right?
Yeah.
And did he ask you out?
Well, I talked to him first, then he asked me out.
What was, do you remember what your first conversation was about? Like, hey, are you using these dumbbells?
Yeah.
And it was like Crunch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Crunch, but Fatness.
Wait, is that the Crunch by the AMC?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Crunch Fatness.
It's like anybody, yeah. Shout out to WeHo, that WeHo Crunch.
We went and saw, our first day was we went and saw Fargo. No.
Wow.
What was the movie? Argo.
Yeah.
Oh,
Argo.
I was like, Fargo. Wow. Like, that's not right. Argo.
Two different movies.
Yeah. We went and saw Argo, which is a really great first.
I was like, why? But then knowing Eugene is cinematic lover made sense. I was like, oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Low stakes. You don't have to talk too much.
I do. Yeah. I do remember you telling me about him, though. Like, it was fun. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, this one's sticking. Because you had dated a few people, like, after your relationship before him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And I was just like, he's having so much fun dating. Aww. Yeah. And then I remember you talking about him. That's good.
It was different. Mm-hmm. It was
Because you're, you know, like you see, you happy for your friends when a shift happens.
Yeah.
So when a shift happens, you're like, oh.
You seem more like yourself. Yeah. They're like,
yes. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm only noticing that. I mean, hearing it in my voice now, but I see it all the time. You're like, wow. When you see the soulmates like unite, that's like the best, you guys. When you see soulmates touch, you're like, oh, this is it.
Touch.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you just see it. You're like, oh.
Do you see it for yourself, David?
I mean, I wanted to see it for Becky and Keith, but obviously it's prior to me. Prior to me. But like, but stuff like that.
Do you guys believe in soulmates?
I think that I used to believe in soulmates, mm-hmm. right? But I think the definition for me has changed or shifted into like heartmates, right? So it's like the hearts are completing each other, right? Like they're beating in sync in that way. I think soulmates for me, because it's from like a religious standpoint, it's like a little bit more intense. But with heartmate, for me, it's like, again, like, your hearts are beating in sync. Mm-hmm. Your minds are beating in sync. Mm-hmm. And your energy is like flowing together.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Matt?
I don't know if I believe in soulmates. I feel like you, like probably multiple people could make you happy, you know, but you probably won't meet all those people based on like how you navigate your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people probably meet two soulmates and then they're like, what do I
but
do?
But I mean, your best friends could be your soulmates too, right? Or your heartmates. Like,
my cousin
Michelle, like I love her so much.
Yeah.
I think she's like my heartmate,
you
know?
Yeah. Where you just like get on the phone and you're like, wow, like I really just respect and love you. And like, this is great.
Wouldn't it just be easy if our best friends were like our partners? Yeah. You know, like you're just like, this is so easy. Why can't it just be like this?
Yeah.
But then it is.
But then it is.
But then it is.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think about soulmates?
I kind of feel similar.
Yeah.
Like I am super like in love and like I'm so happy to be in my relationship. But I think that there are, I don't know. I've just seen people in my family whose spouses have passed away and have thankfully have been able to process it and now are remarried and they're so happy.
Yeah.
So I think that to close yourself off only sets you up for more despair when you have so much, like I feel like individuals have so much love to give in different ways. It could be friendship, through marriage, through different sorts of relationships that you'll have throughout your life, I think.
Yeah. No, that's a really beautiful point. I've never really, I haven't heard that before, but it is, I think that's true.
Mm-hmm. There's a good movie about that. It's, I think David Duchovny and Minnie Driver. Have you heard it?
Mm-mm-mm.
It's Return to Me.
Mm.
And it's, I mean, this isn't going to ruin it for anybody, but the premise is that I think David Duchovny loses a wife and she's an organ donor.
Oh, okay.
And the donation of the organ is into Minnie Driver.
Oh.
And they find each other and they're like friends or something, or like they like find each other on the streets.
Wow.
And
is this a kidney, I'm guessing?
It's something like that. Okay. It's some organ.
It's probably her heart.
Yeah. It's probably heart. Who knows? Oh. But like they end up finding each other and they're like, why? I feel like I know you. They're like, it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Yes. Yeah. Returns. You have to watch it. It's an older movie, but it's so good. If the 90s are back, that's a movie you want to watch.
What do you think if your pet doesn't like the person you're dating? Do you think your pet
is that a red flag?
Has psychic abilities? Well,
Bowie's
like
really
tell.
Smart. Bowie's so smart. Bowie doesn't. I don't think Bowie's not like. I feel like many
when you
people.
Got him after you guys were together.
That's
though.
True. But if Bowie didn't like someone, I would listen.
Okay, so dog really liked this guy. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because my dog doesn't usually care about, you know,
other people.
And then he just ended up being like kind of like,
ugh. No.
So now I'm just like, Wookiee has bad taste.
Oh,
oh no.
Even though he's like a chill dog. Like, oof. I love Wookiee, but
yeah.
I don't know. So now I don't know. But you believe, you trust Bowie, I feel like, is sort of sensitive boy.
He is. He's super emotional. Like he, when I like am super frantic and he's behind me on a walk and I'm like going somewhere, I'm like going to my mom's house, I'm late. He like senses it.
Yeah.
He's very emotionally sensitive.
So here she is, late again.
I know. She's
emotional intelligent.
Here she is.
Yeah. Yesterday I was taking him into the vet and like I was nervous that I was taking him to the vet and like how he was going to do. And he's like, why are you acting like this? And I was like, okay, I have to trick him. I have to trick him. It's all good. It's all chill.
Yeah.
I mean, your dogs are cray. Like, they love everybody.
I don't think they would be good indicators.
They just don't touch me.
They wouldn't be good indicators.
Touch me.
One time there was a man who grabbed my sister's butt while Bowie was with her on a walk. And Bowie, like, let her know before it happened. Because the guy, like, came and, like, just squeezed. She was in line for a coffee shop. And Bowie was like...
Whoa.
But I feel like your dogs would be like, hi, want to play? Yeah. You want to be friends?
You want to touch
they
me?
Wouldn't be, they
and
wouldn't
they
be
argue indicators. With each other, too. Yeah. They're like, yeah, me first.
Oh. You know,
like, because Eugene gone. Already had Emma before we started dating.
Oh,
so
Emma's
can you imagine Emma being mean?
No.
No. Poor girl.
No.
But you've lived with animals. So, like, do you think that animals have that ability?
Yeah. I mean, not my animals.
I
think maybe some might. I feel like especially if there's like a really bonded like owner and pet.
Yeah, you know,
they'll sense it.
Then that would be like a little different. Yeah.
I've never grown up with animals.
Mm-hmm.
I've dated people with animals. I think that children and animals gravitate towards good energy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Right? So that's always a good indicator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of children and I've taken care of a lot of children. So I'll just replace pet with child and then they'll be able to sense.
Yeah.
They're like, no, no.
If they're like, you're not.
Yeah. No, they're kind of like, no, I don't want to touch you. Yeah. I would think that.
Yeah. How much do you think physical attraction matters? And if there's somebody who's like good on paper, you have good conversations with and it's like fun to hang out with, but you're not super attracted to them. Do you think that's like, you know, marry your best friend, like it's fine. Sex isn't like, or sexual attraction isn't the most important thing. Or do you think it actually matters?
I feel like it's okay to not be attracted to someone when you meet them for the very first time. Like to me, that doesn't really come like immediate. Like I have a lot of friends who are like, I look at that person and I just want to tear all their clothes off. I'm like, I feel like I'm different. I feel like I'm built differently. Like I really gotta peel back that skull and like look in your brain.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. And I mean, given your, I guess, background, yeah, for sure I would do the same.
Yeah.
At this stage of my life, if somebody can make me laugh, that's like probably the most attractive thing.
Oh yeah.
If I can continuously have a conversation with you because I'm a talker and they can, you know, they can keep up, then for sure.
They can keep up with me.
Like, oh my God, you know that?
Yeah.
That's what Hector was. Like on our first date, we didn't stop talking. Oh. And I've never had that. Like where there was no breaks and no breath in between. It was like, you know that? Breathless. You know that movie? Like how crazy. Like you know that reference? Like,
yeah.
And I would tell people all the time, like I reference a lot of different things, but he was like really catching everything. So, But
Or I guess, okay. So if there's to the, you know, 1B or whatever, if there's somebody who's like checks all your boxes, quote unquote, but it still doesn't feel right. So it's like you're like, you know, they're smart, they're funny, they're like, but it still doesn't feel right. Do you think that's like a personal issue to work through? Or do you think it's just like move on up onwards and upwards?
I feel like I would move on.
Yeah, I would move on. That's saying that they're...
Yeah, there's
work.
Something.
It isn't.
There's something there.
No matter, it's like, what is it? Square in a box.
But I mean, this is like, what is that show, Love is Blind? This, that's like what that is.
It's like it basically is
basically peeling back into their brain and not seeing them at all.
That would be great for you. And then you're like, you obviously love that show, right?
Do I actually like this person or not?
I've only watched like the first season, I think.
But you like it because it's like kind of your dating style, isn't it?
I guess. Yeah, I have to get to know someone's brain and their heart. I know that sounds like so corny, but
I mean that's what Love and Blind is.
Yeah.
And then you get to see them afterward.
Well, is that your style though? Like, I don't think that was your style.
For me, it's all about balance.
What do you mean?
Right? So you like, you have to be attracted to them. You have to be able to like get along with them. You know what I mean? It's not like ticking boxes, but it's more about the whole package, the balance of everything. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Like you can't, one can't kind of like outweigh the other. Otherwise it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's no, but that's balance. A really tough question. That's a really great question.
And there's so many different circumstances that go into like every situationship. Yeah.
It's tough.
It's really hard. But I feel like you should trust your gut. I feel like your gut never really lies.
But sometimes people, okay, this might be controversial, but I feel like sometimes people's guts are not trained well. You know, like they're underdeveloped. They're just, right? I mean, they just kind of see, like you're going to, okay, let's say you go into a room of 100 people and you're always attracted to the same person. Mm. So their gut at that point is just like, I'm going to go with the same person I always go with, you know?
Yeah.
But there's like the, out of 99, they're all the same. And the one person that's like, hey, I'm your husband over here and I'm actually going to provide for you and like give you all the things you need. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's just falling into you know, like, it's like repeating behaviors.
But I guess
but
you
that's
learn
a gut
from that.
Too.
Like once that you learn, like you identify that about yourself and you're like, something's not working. That is such, coming from that, you learn, it's much more of powerful of a lesson to you.
Right.
From your own trial and error.
No, I think that's,
That's why you gotta date. You have to date.
Yeah.
Gotta do something
you
over
can't,
and over.
I'm not saying you can't because people find their heartmate or soulmates at like 14 when they're in high school. And I love that. Like, I wish that was me because then it would just make up the pain like of dating like hasta la bye-bye, right? Like no more. But like, it's like a gut is really like a muscle. Like you got to work on it because if you're literally going to the same thing over and over again, you're not going to be able to find the person that you want. And then maybe you're not ready.
Yeah. So how many, and it's okay to take breaks. Sometimes.
Yeah.
How many first dates have you been on?
Many.
Many. If you had to guesstimate a number. 100? 200?
Just no, say it, Maggie. Not
300.
No.
400?
Higher?
No, I don't know. Too many.
200.
Not 200.
I'm guessing it's 200 for you. David. How many first dates have you been on? <He's kidding. laughs> Are you 500?
I'm probably like the 400 range.
Oh my
that
God.
That sounds weird, guys, but like I was
that sounds weird. Yeah, like
I was single for a while and traveling.
That's true.
So it's like I did like 3 dates in one like day sometimes.
3 dates?
Yeah. Cause you're like coffee, maybe drinks. Like drinks.
Dinner. I've never done that.
And then I'll go like
it's probably like 100 something.
Yeah,
I feel like you're more, but you've been in more relationships,
yeah,
like for longer.
It's a first dates,
I know, but like that's what I'm saying. I've been on a lot of first dates. I love first dates.
You do?
I love it because you.
What do you love about that?
I love it because like it's like new, so you can.
I
ask
love it, but
anything.
When
you
I
want.
Was in it, I was like, "Can I be done it with is. This?" But now, when we go to restaurants, we'll sit down. I'll be with his friends or with Zach. I'm like, I think.
Yeah.
We'll try and listen.
Because I know, I love it because I know that I'll one day look back that I'll never have a first date again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I love it so much because I love meeting people. That's my job. So I love meeting people, but I just like, that's how I shaped my non-negotiables because I was like, oh, I don't like that person. Or
this person's
is
breath smells so bad.
Been there multiple times. I'm like,
too many.
Woof. You know, like,
that's what Johnny said about dating like hot people in LA. Remember his thing?
Yeah.
Who said this?
Johnny Cakes.
Johnny Cakes. We were like, what was something about LA that surprised you? I think the question was. And he's like, hot people's breath smell.
They do. They really do. It's kind of weird, but they do.
You need like a Listerine tab.
You need to just make sure you're checking up on your immunity system. Like something's happening. You're in the medical field. What gastric shit is happening?
It's probably just like not flossing. There's like, literally,
or bad diet, like
no, it's just
drink
like
green juice.
It's just bacteria. Good bacteria, bad bacteria, all bacteria. Mouth.
Maybe pheromones. Maybe
it's pheromones.
I don't know.
Maybe
don't
dick know. Sucking.
Well, David, well, when you're on 3 days today,
brush your teeth.
Your teeth probably would smell bad.
Just kidding.
Oh my God.
No, Matt, I think I've been on like probably like 20.
In the last month?
But I am sort of like, okay, is this what it's going to take to be like, to get to have a partner? Do I have to do, you know, 100 or something? Because I'm like, oh.
But people have done speed dating. Like, that's true. Kind of the same thing. So if you ask somebody who speed dated, they probably their ratios are even higher, or their numbers are even higher.
You just sort of have to. No, I think that that is. So I got it on my way.
You're on your way. You don't have to quantify anything, Rainy.
As a Gen Z person.
Oh, yeah.
How, when you look at the how millennial dating is different from Gen Z.
Yeah.
Like, what are the differences that you see?
If I think about my older sister and younger sister, I feel like, to me, and I might be wrong on this, but I feel like millennial is a little bit more formal and Gen Z is like kind of more fluid. But I'm not sure if that's...
Like accurate. Fluid, like, is this a date?
Yeah, exactly. And like, are we dating? Are we hanging out? Are we, I mean, one of the questions is, how do you guys feel about like somebody who's really averse to labels?
I feel like that's fine for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about how that, until there's one question that's like, we've been dating for 9 months. He doesn't want to call me. He doesn't want labels, but he introduced me as his girlfriend to be polite.
What? That's like mind games.
Yeah.
But if you're introducing a girlfriend to be polite, what would the circumstances be? It must be important people that you're saying, like, this is my girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
But then not acknowledging it, that's strange.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
I feel like that warrants like a direct conversation on like, hey,
what you're are you talking about? Well,
but there's a gateway access there at that point because you've already called me your girlfriend. So, hey, I just want to confirm with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, am I? Because you're not treating me like one, you know. Like.
Have you guys been in situationships like that where it's just like, I don't know what this is. He's like not ready for a relationship, but like I really like him.
Zach never addressed anything when we were dating, so I had to like be like, hey, are we dating?
You DTR'd with Zach?
What month was that?
What month? I think like month 4.
That's or something. Appropriate.
And I was like, are we dating? Like, are we dating other people? And still talking, and he was like, oh, I just assumed we were boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's what you said?
Cutie.
He did. He cute. Do you think I'm still dating other people? I was like, well, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
But you're like, well, I am, so.
But it also warrants a conversation. Like,
yeah,
to your point,
I just want
to
make sure. But it was so funny because he was like, oh, I just assumed.
Dear reader, like I also feel that person... Our persons doesn't mind it. Because if you're at 9 months, right? Like, you're kind of like, I really don't care. I'm kind of going with the flow.
Yeah.
No shame.
Right.
But like, if that's your thing, like, you're like, yeah, I kind of have a boyfriend. Who knows? I would also get an STD check like ASAP.
Oh, that's good advice.
Because if it's like, if you're not really knowing that you're exclusive, and again, there's nothing wrong with open relationships or exclusivity. It's just like, I would get an STD check.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's good.
Especially with the fluidity.
The fluidity.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's good to have kind of little things that you're checking off to keep everyone safe.
Honestly. Yeah. I know that's not a question, but you guys, please do a screening like every 3 months, if anything. And if you're identifying as someone who is fluid, like please. Definitely.
Matt, how did you DTR with Eugene?
It was like very official.
It was a contract.
It was a contract. No.
Well, it was like, who brought it up?
Eugene did.
Eugene did. Yeah. I feel like it was kind of down bad for you, it sounds like.
Someone said, told you.
I told you he liked me.
And he's like, we've been dating for a couple months. Like, when are we going to be official?
Aww. And what did you say?
I said, yes. Yes to the dress.
I feel like you already knew, but you just like didn't say anything.
Yeah.
It's like, it's here. Like, what I'm doing.
Self-assured.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But also, that was Eugene's first relationship. So I'm really excited that he had that like conversation.
Because
normally in your first relationships, you don't know. You're just like, I'm not, even at any age, you're like kind of navigating, right? You're like,
right. What's the right thing to do?
My first relationship, somebody was like, you have to DTR with him. Like, you have to. Like, it was just this random person who sat next to me in the dating hall. So I did. And then it fell apart right after that.
And he was like, no.
And how many months was that?
Yes, but it was like, I don't know, like probably 2 or 3.
Okay.
But no, he was just a bad guy, honestly. I think it was just, but.
You said yes, and then it fell apart?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then I think he was like, yeah, we weren't ready to be boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was like, okay, I don't.
But was it a shame to say no? Or like.
You didn't want to hurt your feelings?
He was like, I was like, I remember I was on the T, like at the subway. And I was like, oh, like, do you want to talk about what we are? And he was like, do you? And I was like, we don't have to. And then he was like, I mean, yeah, we could. And then it just.
I love you so much.
I know.
I mean, it was, yeah, it was brutal.
You guys, aren't we on this expedition to find her partner? I thought we were, right?
Yeah, I get Rainy on Raya.
Yeah. Rainy on Raya. How that was like months ago that we filmed.
I can't believe. I'm
sort
of like, I think I applied at just the wrong time or something. I needed to build up my references before I applied. Yes. But whatever.
I hear it's not all cracked out, right? Yeah. Rainy, we gotta figure
out.
Well, now
it's like it's old now. It's like old news, isn't it? Because it's been around for a while. You would think, okay, so I guess I might be wrong with this, but you would think that after
Rainy,
COVID,
we got to get you on a pickleball court.
A lot of people
would
be more compassionate about dating.
We got to get Rainy on a pickleball court.
Hashtag get Rainy on pickleball.
I mean, it's not new, but it's like the hot new thing.
Yeah.
More apps.
I actually do. I know somebody who met her boyfriend at a badminton team.
There you go. There's beach tennis. We got to get you on a beach tennis team.
Beach tennis. Some racket sports.
Yeah, we got to get you some organized sports, you know.
Yeah.
Play some games. Go somewhere else.
So I have some quick fire questions.
Yeah.
Is it okay to have sex on the first date?
I love that you look at me.
If you want to.
I think it's positive to have sex on the first date.
Do you think you have to have sex on the first date?
Oh, if it's have to, no.
No.
Because if you, and actually.
Do you think you have to at least kiss on the first date? To get a second date? Okay. Would you marry someone without living with them?
No. Absolutely. No. Absolutely no.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
I have a couple of friends who didn't live with their husbands and significant others until they got married, and it's going fine for them, but I feel like there was so much groundwork that not needed to be covered, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's just a lot of change at once, I feel.
Yeah.
Clarifying question. Hmm. So like, what happens if they are in their own apartment, you're in your own apartment, not living together, but you've spent so much time at each other's house?
That's true.
That technically living together?
I feel like no.
No, because you're not sharing the space.
You're not
like,
sharing the
you
space.
You have a timeline, got
in it. The other person's space.
And a lot of the times, like at least my living situations with roommates, like having roommates there, it was almost like hanging out with friends. You don't really have like a lot of downtime. It's just like the communal spaces were like hangout zones.
Oh,
yeah.
So I feel like that changes the dynamic that you have with your partner.
That's true.
In living together, quote unquote.
Do you believe in right person, wrong time?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. I always get so frustrated. Yeah. I'm like, that is more heartbreaking than just like, oh, they're trash.
Timing is huge. Mm-hmm. Think of who you were when you were 12.
Yeah.
I think it was
think
12.
Think of Zach. Who Zach was 12. At 12.
Do you think
that we would have hit it off and like gotten married at 12?
Some people still are.
What do you think your interactions would be like with your partners if you met or if you like were in class with them? Like, do you think?
I think I would have. I don't know.
Would you have been annoyed with him?
Probably.
Yeah. I would be.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I also feel like people are going to, I've had people.
And he probably would have been annoyed with me.
Oh my God.
I was 12.
I feel like people will find each other again. You hear those stories all the time.
Yeah.
Right? If it's wrong person, right person, wrong time.
Yeah.
That right person will come back around.
I think it's called a stalker, David.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. I
From
think
experience,
about
Matt? Like,
you tell me. Do you believe in settling for someone?
Why should you view it as settling? I feel like that's not like a good way and not fair to the other person that you're entering the relationship with.
Because like there's arranged marriages
too. He's
not
as hot as
like,
my last that's
like,
you're like settling for
that. If somebody said that or I thought that, like, no, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
Like, he's not as hot as my last boyfriend.
Yeah, and like, I'm to say again, those feelings don't go away until I hold that with you forever.
What if your
forever.
Friends think you're settling?
I think it's tough. Like, mm-hmm. I think in some cases, if you cherish the communication between your friends, mm-hmm. for example, like, they're looking out for your best interest in yeah. some cases. Like, if you're, let's just say, like, you take a poll of your friends and all 10 of your friends say, like, he's not a good guy.
Okay.
They're like, yeah. You know,
yeah.
what's wrong? What are you talking about? I would definitely, if I was one of those 10 and it was your wedding day, I would definitely be trying to stop it.
You
yeah.
would?
Yeah.
I no, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
I like, don't believe you.
I would be like, hey.
Then that friend's going to hate you forever.
I'm going to give you.
But I guess when you say settling, I guess it wasn't, I thought we were talking more like surface level, but if it's like a bad relationship and your friends are 10 of your friends.
Surface level, yes, I can see that.
Yes.
But if it's like deep rooted, like what you're talking about, manipulating and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you think your friends would be at the altar going like, girl,
like, don't do
please,
it.
Please, like, you know, like, I wouldn't do it. So
that's when you would tell your friend that you hated their
it would be at the
hopefully,
wedding day.
Hopefully sooner. Before they paid for everything.
I feel like you can't say anything. I feel like you can't say. They got to figure it out for themselves.
Yeah.
They're not going to listen to you. And then the more you say no, they're going to cut you out of their life.
Well, here's the thing. I absolutely agree with you on that.
It depends how much you care about that
person. I absolutely agree with that. I also feel that you can give two cents.
If it's a very close friend.
Hey, so here's some things that you should just be, you know, are you sure? You know, like that, I would have that conversation. I wouldn't.
But if it's someone that they're like super close with, because I would do that for very close friends if I thought that their relationship wasn't great, but I have also had friends that I'm not like super deep with on that level where I feel comfortable getting between
what's
them
the
and their
check. Yeah. What is the temperature check? Like I've had, let me just tell this. Like I had a friend who was in love with her partner moving to NorCal, right? From here, SoCal to NorCal. And he came down and everybody thought he was shady. I never knew who he was, but I was just like, yeah, he doesn't seem like the best guy, but whatever. Like, she's happy. And then I saw him get a blowjob from someone, and I was like,
you saw?
Yeah, I actually saw it. I actually saw it. So I went to tell her, thinking that we're really good friends. And I was like, the next day, I was like, yo, like, he was definitely getting a blowjob like from somebody else. And I don't know if you're in an open relationship, nor is it my business, but I assume that you guys are in a monogamous relationship. She's like, there's no way that happened. I'm like, yes, it was happening. You know, it was happening. And then and with someone we know, you know?
Oh.
And so,
and
she never talked to you ever again.
Yeah. She cut me out.
Really?
She ended up living with him.
Knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Wow.
But there's those instances, right? But
that's,
I look back and those temperature checks are very much what you were saying. It's like how I learned as a young person at the time, like I can never do that ever again with somebody that I'm not at a 10 with.
That just sucks though. Cause it wasn't like you were like, you should break up. You were just like, hey, I'm just like flagging this. Like just so you know.
I'm just giving you the fact
giving
that,
you the information.
Yeah. You can do with whatever you want
you
with
sent
it.
An anonymous email.
I should.
An anonymous letter.
I could just see myself running by her and just like dropping it off. Like, I don't know.
How would you even get? I'm just imagining you on someone's ring camera.
The 2010s were weird.
Yeah. So,
what do you miss about being single?
Oh yeah.
Maggie, because you're married.
Because I'm
too, technically.
I mean, David is his first dates, obviously.
His first dates.
Oh my God. No, I love it. Answer the question and nothing about me.
What do I miss about being single? Come back to me. Because I don't know. I feel like I was a lot younger when I was single. And like, I don't wish that I was younger, but I liked
that time of life.
That time of life for what it was. Because now my highs are higher and I'm with a person that I love and I want to be with forever. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Being single is kind of like you can do what you want whenever you want, however you want, for as long as you want.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
And then not that you can't do whatever you want when you are in a relationship, but you have that extra layer in the thought process now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you got Eugene in your ear being like, where are you? are you?
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Exactly.
Hello. Want to FaceTime?
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. All, both of what you said. Like, it is
yours
the.
You missed the first dates.
I mean,
first date, David.
No, but Hector and I always have first dates together. It's 50 first dates. No, I do agree with that. I'm sure that everybody agrees who's in long-term relationships, like the fact that you can just be carefree, like, you know, do something without, oh, I have consequences because I just did, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you're saying like doing something, is this like hooking up with somebody or is this like just,
no, not to like, that extent, but just like drinking all night. Oh, I have to text like, and check
I
in.
I already like, hung out with my friends like 3 times this week. I should probably spend time with my
partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or
oh,
like,
see,
don't you miss like just like getting a text message like, come out now, let's go.
Yeah.
And then you have to check in with like, well, what are we doing tonight? You know, like,
yeah,
that kind of feeling. That's what I miss too. Like,
oh yeah.
Not that I regret it, because what you said, like, I love like my partner. You know, I love doing all that, but I do miss.
Yeah, there are good things.
Matt knows. Like, I just did whatever I wanted. Whatever I want.
You travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent the night at Matt's house, like almost like what is it? Five out of 7 days. I'm like, hi. They would call their extra room my room. Like
our guest room.
Your room's ready.
David's room.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fun. Yeah. Like having movie nights till like 3 a.m. or like just drinking, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you have commitments and I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that means I'm ready, right? Or we're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we could have talked more.
I know. There's so much.
Wow.
Rocks unturned.
I know.
We'll have you back, David.
Chapter 2, chapter 3.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of You Can Sit With Us. Next week, we round out our series, our 4th episode on sex in August with a very special guest, a medical doctor who is an expert in sexual health to tell us all the in and outs, the outs and the ins, everything that you want to know. So until next time, remember to pee after sex, be nice to your servers, wear a mask, get vaccinated, register to vote, and subscribe. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.